Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is pushing case numbers higher across the U.S. Johns Hopkins University's numbers show the positivity rate on COVID-19 tests now above 11%. On NBC's Meet the Press, President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says children may be less likely to get seriously ill than the elderly or people with underlying conditions, but that doesn't mean there's no danger, especially now with the Delta variant circulating.
Do a survey of the pediatric hospitals throughout the country, and you're seeing a considerable number of young people who are not only infected, but who are seriously ill. Again, the numbers compared to the elderly are less, but that's a false comparison. These kids are getting sick.
Fauci also tells Meet the Press he's hopeful the Food and Drug Administration will upgrade its approval for the vaccines from emergency use to full approval by the end of August.
If that's the case, you're going to see the empowerment of local enterprises giving mandates. That could be colleges, universities, places of business, a whole variety, and I strongly support that.
One worrisome side effect of the pandemic, a surge in speeding and reckless driving. The number of highway deaths last year was the greatest in more than a decade. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports a 7.2% increase in highway deaths, despite there being a more than 13% reduction in the number of miles traveled. And from January to June, tickets by the California Highway Patrol for speeding in excess of 100 miles per hour were nearly double pre-pandemic levels. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.